So this morning, I'm actually starting a two-week series. John will be here next week. Talking about a little bit about the power of a voice. A voice is kind of, could be strong. It could be gentle. It could be loud. But think about your own personal relationships in life. When things are screaming at you, do you hear it? Or do you rather hear a soft, gentle whisper? What comes at you better in a better dialogue, a better conversation? But sometimes in our lives, when there's a whisper, we don't hear it. Only because there's other things that are distracting us and there's other noises. So that's why we're going to be out of a few passages. So that's why the sermon title says various scriptures, because I like to jump around sometimes. But in my household, things are a little different. I don't know if you call it old age. I don't know if you call it selective hearing. You might want to ask my wife privately about that, because she probably thinks a little different. But our favorite thing is, what'd you say? How many of us have that going on in our house? You know, I didn't hear you. What'd you say? That is a constant thing in our house. Not only is my left ear going deaf, but sometimes, honestly, we shut out the voices that are clear to us, close to us, and that love us the most. Amen? And you, Andrew, Tennessee, Sheree, or my wife, I always play what you say. That is my favorite way to get away from anything, okay? And so I just gave up the information, so now they can hold it against me. But that's how it goes. And how do you guys feel? How do you feel when someone does not hear you correctly? You know, how does it make you feel? It's frustrating, right? I just sometimes like, wow. You know. But let me ask you this. How well do you hear God's voice? Do you hear it loud? Do you hear it gently? There's a point in a time of life when we grow closer and closer to God, just because, just like anybody that loves us, right? The Word of God. We learn to discern the Word that of those that love us the most. In our life, there are many things that could deafen our voice. There are many things that deafen God's voice. There's many things that deafen the language of God. And there's many things that deafen us what it means to listen to God. A whisper, it's a powerful thing. Powerful. When I'm yelling and screaming at my kids, it doesn't make sense to them. When I sit them down right next to them in the calmest, smoothest voice, they know Dad's not messing around. A whisper is a strong thing. Morgan, right? And so I Googled the ear. This is what it said. The ear is an advanced and very sensitive organ of the human body. The ear's function is to transmit and transduce sound to the brain through the part of the ear. The outer ear, the middle ear, and the inner ear. The ear works everything. And many times, our ears deafen to the Word of God. That's only because there's so much distraction, there's so much noise. in our lives that we can't completely hear the word of God. And if God is always living and moving and shaking, that means that he's always speaking, we're just not listening. Or maybe our life doesn't match up to God's plan, so we want to not hear God's word. And to be truthful, the voice could only reproduce what all of us have problems. Every single one of us. Not any of us are exempt from having problems. How many of us are problem-free, whether you're out there or in here? You know, every one of us goes through struggles and we all have problems, right? Maybe they're emotional. Maybe they're relational. Maybe they're spiritual. And we think the problem is the problem. But the truth is, the problem is our ears, and I have a good set, have deafened to the voice of God. We don't let God get a word in. We're too busy talking. And then sometimes we let the devil sneak in, jump on top of God's voice, and muffle them. Doesn't that make you wonder what kind of lies the devil tells us? I mean, just this last week, for me personally, going through what I'm going through with my son, I've heard so many voices, but the one that really counts, it's the one that loves me. The one that chased me. Kicked down walls for me. All the rest of the voices don't matter. That, my friends, we actually need to learn how to discern God's voice. Because God's voice, His voice is full of joy. His voice is full of wisdom. His voice is full of healing. His voice is full of peace. His voice is full of power. His voice is full of grace. His voice is full of truth. Do you hear me? Today we're going to walk through Genesis 1 through 5. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day." How did God create everything into existence? He spoke. The Bible shows us that throughout Scripture, God spoke and mighty things happened. Didn't he call Abraham? He talked through Moses through a burning bush. He spoke through dreams, through the prophets. He split the Red Sea. He awoke and silenced the storm. Just for a minute, I want you to think about God's voice. And God's voice ain't limited to nothing. God's voice speaks to however he sees it fit. You know, this year, 2020, and a lot of us probably could agree, has been rough for all of us. But in the midst of this year, God keeps speaking. Every time we think something else gets worse, God shows up and does something miraculous. God shows up that he's the God of the universe, the creator. And through our experience, because of this last year, we could honestly look back at it and say, was God trying to whisper to me? Maybe he was using a dream. Maybe he was trying to guide me to a certain scripture. Maybe he was using somebody else. But was I listening? 1 Samuel 3:1-10 says, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There was not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone away, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, here I am. And he ran to Eli and said, here I am. You called me? But Eli said, I did not call you. Go back and lie down. So he went and lay down. Here I am. You called me? My son Eli, I did not call you. Go back and lie down. The Lord called Samuel a third time. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am. You called me? Then Eli realized the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, go lie down. And if he calls you, speak. Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went down and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. Samuel thought he was hearing God, he was hearing Eli's voice. Samuel didn't have a relationship with the Lord yet. He didn't know the Lord yet. And that's why he misheard God's voice from Eli's. Because sometimes in our lives, when we're not right with God, we hear other voices. And those other voices don't allow our relationship to grow closer to God. Therefore, we're not able to realize it is God who is speaking. God speaks. God sometimes speaks in the whisper. It is said that you have to get close to someone to hear a whisper. The more intimate we are with him, isn't that our goal? Is to be intimate with our Creator? And God loves us so much that he desires a loving relationship with us. That's why he cares. That's why he speaks to us. It's just like those that love us dearly the most, they always want the best for us. That's why they speak to us. That's why they whisper. their good thoughts, because they want the best for all of us. The book of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gates, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever come before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thieves come only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life, and they may have it to the full." As we look at this passage, and we look at the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd, Jesus is the shepherd. We are his sheep. And guess what sheep do? They follow the voice of their shepherd. And they only do that, just like the scripture says, because they know his voice. They are familiar with him. And they recognize when he speaks. And we're only able to do this because we have a relationship with him. And we recognize that Jesus watches us over us. Even when the devil is trying to destroy our lives, Jesus' voice is talking. Are you listening? And as sheep, we should clearly know when the shepherd isn't speaking. And we honestly need to apply this in our everyday life. Because the truth of the matter of fact, just like God's always speaking, the devil's always speaking too. Discerning God's voice, it's misleading. The devil is. It's misguiding. God's voice is full of joy and trust. What voice do you want to hear louder? And the truth is, none of us are exempt from this. We all happen to fall in this category. And it's not always easy to know or hear God's voice, especially when we have so much chaos, so much destruction, so much disaster going on in our lives. The volume is turned up somewhere else. Maybe we have a lot of things crowding around our hearts and our minds where we can't let God in. Or maybe it's just this simple. We just allow other voices come before God. But the great thing about our Lord and Savior, He equips us. He teaches us how to discern His voice from others. He gives us the Holy Spirit. Today, my friends, what's keeping you from hearing God's whisper? What's louder? I mean, wherever you're at, we always want to hear God's voice. And it is said in order to hear a heartbeat, we have to be silent. And that's our main goal. We have to be silent in order to hear that. And I get it. There's a lot of stuff that's loud. And sometimes we don't even think we put that stuff in front of God. Oh, we do. And that's the reality of it. And that's not condemning people. But the reality of it is that we have to discern for our own personal lives, what voice are we hearing first? See, Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice so we could be united with God for eternity. Do you hear that? Eternity. That means forever in life, so we could live. Because of God's great love for us, we, as His sheep, have the privilege of speaking to Him and listening to Him. God is speaking. Are you listening? Are we listening? Is He the loudest voice in our lives? My challenge for you guys today is to turn off the outside noise and choose to fight against the lies that the enemy has for us. Those things have deafened our ear to God's voice. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I just thank You, Lord, to grow a relationship with You, Lord, to come more intimate with You, Father, Lord. I thank You, Lord, for the ability just to be able to communicate with You and to listen to You, Father, Lord. This morning, Lord, we ask You, Father, Lord, because we, all of us, no matter where we're at spiritually, Lord, we all have outside noise voices in our lives, Lord, that speak loud. We want You, Lord, to intervene, Lord, and we want to hear Your voice, Lord, for You are a shepherd, Lord. You are the voice that we recognize. You are the voice that we want to fall in love with. We want to be able to hear Your heartbeat, Father, the whispers, because of Your love and care that You have for us, Lord. You're willing to tear down walls. You're willing to climb walls, Lord. Chase us down, no matter where You're at, Father. Lord, I just ask you to be with us through this week, Lord, to help us discern your voice, Lord, in the midst of the others, Lord. God, it's amazing the things that you do for us, Lord. And sometimes, as your sheep, we don't even recognize. We take it for granted. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you do open our hearts and our minds to be able to listen to you clearly. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray. Amen.